Welcome to Go Find Out, the Career Switch Podcast. I'm Jennifer Jelliff-Russell, author, career coach, and speaker, bringing you actionable ideas from knowledgeable guests on how to successfully kick your fears to the curb to go after your career goals. You can find more episodes by visiting GoFindOutPodcast.com. Enjoy the show and go find out. Welcome back to the Go Find Out Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Jelliff-Russell, and this is episode number 78. On today's solo show, I'm going to share my experience of my career switch into tech as I went from a career coach to a user experience designer. And while I completely understand that user experience design might not be the career for you, you might still get something out of this episode, as I feel like it's less about what field I switched to and more about how I approached making the switch. Also, I'm going to do this show with a slightly different format, and I will actually be asking myself questions as if I'm my own guest, because why not? All right, let's dive into the show. So why did you switch career fields? After 10 years in career coaching and counseling, while I really enjoyed working with other people and helping them to switch careers, my business kind of hit a slow patch during the pandemic. There was a lot of uncertainty at the beginning of the pandemic, and a lot of folks, including myself, were forced to pause our careers or businesses. In that pause, I started to ask myself if providing individual resume writing and coaching services was really what I wanted to keep doing for another 10 years. I also wasn't sure I wanted to keep running two types of businesses simultaneously, as I was running both Evergrowth Coach for career services and my fiction author business under two pen names. The idea of having a full-time role for my main income while also maintaining my fiction author business was really tempting. See, in 2021, I wrote and published 4 books and a short story, and I felt totally burned out writing and launching so many books. A full-time role would let me slow down a little bit and publish fewer books per year. It also meant that I could spend a little more time on each book to make it as perfect as it could get before publishing, and that way I didn't feel so pushed to put out so many books per year. At the same time, I was also interviewing women on this show who had made career switches, and their stories really intrigued me. I started asking myself in almost every interview, is that something I might like? And then I'd look into those fields to get more information. Why did you choose UX design? It actually took me a little while to settle on UX design as a new career field. I initially looked into a few different fields, mostly in tech, and I even started training for Salesforce administration before switching to user experience design. And that was only after interviewing Maka Baigaria about her bootcamp for user experience design, which, by the way, is episode number 65 of this podcast if you want to go back and listen. Now, after my interview with Maka, I still wasn't quite ready to drop a little under $2,000 on the training. So I took a free Coursera UX UI course, which was put together by the Georgia Institute of Technology. And I did that course so I could get a better feel for what UX UI actually was. I was floored that there was this entire field that leaned on what I had learned in my psychology and counseling curriculums. Since I knew that I could leverage my education to land a career in this field, I finally decided to take the plunge and sign up for the Avocademy Foundations Bootcamp with Maka. And in case you're interested in checking out the bootcamp, I've dropped a link to it in the show notes. They now have a really cheap introduction course that's about $3, so potential students can learn more about UX UI design while also getting a feel for the Avocademy training platform and whether it's a good fit for your learning style. So that's kind of why I ended up choosing UX UI design, where I had the background in psychology and counseling, and I knew that if I got training in that specific field, that I could take that and pair it with my background in psychology to actually land a job down the road. So how did you actually make the career switch? So as I mentioned earlier, I knew after researching UX UI design a little more that I'd be able to leverage my bachelor's in psych and my master's in counseling to land a role. Now, the reason that I actually knew this was that I looked up job leads in UX UI and found that many job descriptions listed a bachelor's degree in a related field such as psychology. So once I finished the 2 parts of the Avocademy course, so the first part is the Foundations Bootcamp where you learn all about UX UI, you complete a project from start to finish, and then I did the second part, which is the Career Jumpstart course, which introduces you to other actual projects to add to your portfolio. Once I completed that, I updated my resume to not only include my UX UI skills and experience, but I also updated the responsibilities listed from my previous jobs so that they highlighted the transferable skills I'd gained. For example, in one of my previous jobs that's seemingly unrelated to UX design, I had learned how to collaborate with teammates across different departments when coordinating events. I also had to brief or present to high-level stakeholders like executives and business owners during that job. Now, both of those skills, collaborating with teammates across departments and briefing stakeholders, are things that are really important for the UX design field. By highlighting those transferable skills in my resume, I knew that that would help me to land a position in this field. Now, during both the Foundations Bootcamp and Career Jumpstart course, I was really torn on whether I wanted to look for general UX design roles where I would do design, research, and UX writing, or if I wanted to specialize in UX research or UX writing. When it finally came time to start applying for jobs, I actually started out applying for UX research and UX design roles with two different resumes, one for research and one for design. As I started getting interviews with recruiters, I really started shifting more toward research roles since it sounded really interesting. However, I actually ended up completely shifting my focus when a recruiter reached out to me for a UX writer role based on my resume writing experience and UX design experience that she saw in my LinkedIn profile. So I figured, what the heck? I updated my resume for that recruiter to tailor my resume toward the field of UX writing. I also added more UX writing skills to my LinkedIn profile that I'd previously left out, and I ended up landing a contract role as a UX copywriter within about a week of starting to apply for jobs. So super cool, landed the role really fast, I was super happy, but after about 3 months in that UX writer role, I found myself working closely with UX designers and UX researchers and really missed being part of the actual design and research sides of the process. I ended up leaving that position and updated my resume and LinkedIn profile once again, this time with a focus on general UX design roles that perform research, design, and writing. Only then did I land my current role, where I get to have a hand in all the different aspects of the UX design process. Now, I say all of this because I do think it's important to remember that in a career switch, your first job in that new career field might not be the right fit. Instead, it might be a stepping stone to something better, and will help you identify what you don't want to do. How long did it take you to land a permanent role? So I interviewed Maka on my show back in December of 2021, which again is episode 65 of this podcast if you want to go back to listen to it. But I didn't sign up and start the UX UI Design Bootcamp until February of 2022. Even though there were about 3 months between when I heard about UX design and when I actually started the bootcamp, I feel like those 3 months of indecision were actually part of the process. During that time, I really went back and forth on whether I should take the leap and pay for the bootcamp or not. It's during that time that I took that free course on UX UI design from Coursera, just to like better understand it and see if it was something that I really wanted to do or not. So I'm gonna go ahead and include those 3 months into this timeline. And I also, by the way, included the link to that free Coursera course in case you want to check that out as well. So once I started the bootcamp, which was about 8 weeks long at the time, it's I believe 16 weeks long now, it took me about 10 weeks to complete it because I was also working part-time. I finished that bootcamp in about mid-May, then I took a week off to consider my next options before deciding to enroll in Avocademy's Career Jumpstart program. That part of the program, which included working on client projects, took about 2 months. Once I had some client projects finished, I was able to actually build out my portfolio and update my resume with all of that experience included. So in all, the training took about 5 months total, and when I add that time of indecision, the process took about 8 months. Now, I was really, really lucky that when I started applying for jobs, the tech layoffs hadn't started, and UX was still a hot field to get into. I got my first UX-related role as a UX copywriter after a little over a week in applying for jobs, and then I started less than 2 weeks later. But unfortunately, as mentioned earlier, that first contract role wasn't quite the right fit, and I left after 3 months in that role. It took another 3 months of applying and interviewing to find a permanent role with my current employer. So all in all, it took me about 14 months total to make my career switch and start in a permanent UX UI designer role. But it's important to keep in mind that during that time, the UX UI design field was really hot and there were a ton of jobs being posted every day. Because things have cooled down quite a bit since then, it might actually take folks more than 3 months to land a role, especially if they're entry level. What is one piece of advice that you would give to people wanting to make a career switch in general? I'd have to say, definitely research the career field that you want to go into, right? Make sure it's something that you're actually interested in doing and not just a means to make a paycheck. Money is obviously great, right? But if you hate what you do, then you'll only want to switch to something else after spending time and money on something you don't like, right? If you hate your job, you're going to want to leave it. If your new field requires some kind of like training or boot camp, definitely make part of your research reaching out to students who have completed that training. You can usually do a search on LinkedIn and find folks who have listed a certification or training in their LinkedIn profile. When you actually send that connection request on LinkedIn, send a connection note to let them know that you're thinking about taking that course or bootcamp that they completed. And if they do connect with you, you can always message them and ask if they could give you some feedback on what the course or bootcamp was really like. I would also ask them if they felt like the course was worth it. The more research you do before you try to make a career switch and drop a lot of money onto any kind of training or certifications, the more likely you will to be happy with the choice that you make, right? And hopefully you'll be able to tell if it's something that you're really going to enjoy or if you should keep searching for something else that will be a better fit. All right, that is all I've got for today. I hope that this episode was helpful and that sharing my experience in switching careers helps you make your own career switch. In the next episode, I'll focus on how you can use generative AI tools to help you make your career switch. Until then, go find out! Thanks for listening to the show. I hope the information helps you tackle your own career switch goals. You can let me know what you thought of the show by messaging me on Instagram at GoFindOutCareerSwitch or commenting on one of my TikToks at EvergrowthCoach. That's it for today. Now go find out.